It's Eric Hansen in Bushnell, Illinois, with the Bushnell West Prairie Sparklones football team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Yeah! Let's meet the Bushnell West Prairie Sparklones football team.
Johnny Dean, sophomore, defensive back.
Todd Allinson, junior, fullback.
Caleb Moore, senior, offensive line, defensive line.
Noah Wayne, junior, tight end.
Calvin Kerfoot, junior, quarterback, defensive back.
Colby Suter, sophomore, O-line, D-line.
Devin Yoakum, senior, wide receiver, and defensive back.
Jackson Heil, sophomore, middle linebacker.
Kenny Suter, junior, line.
Nicholas Raines, senior, running back.
Michael Rusher, sophomore, line.
Riley Williams, receiver.
Carter Weaver, junior, linebacker.
Jason Miller, junior, linebacker.
Wes Redd, junior, running back.
Charlie Hensley, junior, quarterback.
Jason McCants, junior, nose guard.
Dylan Tabor, senior, O-line, D-line.
Seth Brown, junior, offensive back.
Remington Lindsay, junior, corner, wide receiver.
Alex Taylor, senior, offensive and defensive line.
Trent Canelli, senior, fullback, linebacker.
Ethan Hunt, junior, outside linebacker, tight end.
John Heil, senior, offensive line, defensive line.
Zach Burkholder, senior, defensive back.
Trenton Teal, wide receiver, defensive back.
Brody Minette, senior, offensive and defensive line.
Reagan Weaver, freshman, offensive and defensive lineman.
Keller Kitch, freshman, offensive and defensive lineman.
Matthew Giltmacher, freshman, wide receiver.
Will Hensley, freshman, quarterback.
Matt Sennett, freshman, center.
Logan Varnell, West Prairie, right guard.
AJ Kerfoot, freshman, running back and defensive back.
Logan Hilton, freshman, receiver and corner.
David Hoffman, sophomore, running back.
Keaton McConaughey, freshman, running back, corner.
I'm with the coach of the Bushnell West Prairie Sparklones football team, David Roddis. And David, homecoming weekend here, and the guys all set for Farmington Farmers tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty excited. We kind of had a letdown last week with our first loss, and we kind of want to redeem ourselves tonight.
Tell us about some of these leaders on the team. What's maybe different about this team than it was last year?
You know, we're senior heavy on the line, so we got a good looking line. And, you know, our running backs are pretty good as well, where we can just kind of pick and choose who we want to give the ball to. You know, it's just a good group all the way around.
Yeah. What do you how long you been here, David?
This is my third year as a head coach, but I've been here as a coach since 2001.
What do you instill in these kids that you think works and it keeps them going, keeps them happy, and keeps them playing hard?
Well, you know, we just focus a lot on, you know, our family-oriented type stuff that we believe in. And, you know, our kids are pretty set with, you know, how things are going, and they're pretty excited about everything we do. So it's pretty easy. They make it pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, you got the homecoming parade today, and you got a lot of support out there. What have the support, what's it been like at games?
You know, it's been great. It's increased quite a bit. You know, we've won the first four games, and you just keep getting more and more fans each win, you know. So I'm hoping tonight that we can give them something good to watch and get excited about.
Yeah. Coach, you planning on staying here for a while? This where are you from? This your hometown?
Yeah. No, I'm from Lewiston, so I'm not far away. I live there, and I drive here every day for work. So Enjoy every minute of it.
That's great. Well, thanks. We got T-shirts for you and a plaque. Could be back with a $1,000 check and a big old trophy in about 5 or 6 weeks.
Well, that's awesome. I sure appreciate everything you guys do. It's great for these kids to get that. So thank
good, good luck against the Farmers, and have a great parade.
Thank you very much.
Take care, man.
We feel like you all day, like you all night, like you, but what, like you.